Chapter 4. The End of School. Philip left Mr. Stelling's school a year later. When Tom finally reached his own last term at the school, he was a very different person. He was now a tall and tidy young man of 16. But one morning, on a cold, dark day at the end of November, Tom was surprised to find his sister, Maggie, waiting for him in Mr. Stelling's sitting room. Maggie was also tall now, almost as tall as Tom, and she was only 13. She was studying at a school near St. Ogg's with their cousin Lucy. At that moment, Maggie looked older than Tom. She seemed tired and worried. "Why aren't you at school, Maggie?" asked Tom, after sitting down with her on the sofa. "It's not the holidays yet, is it?"
"Father wanted me at home," replied Maggie.
"Is Father unwell?" said Tom, worriedly.
"Yes, he's very unhappy, Tom. The lawsuit with Lawyer Wakeham ended badly," answered Maggie.
"Has my father lost the lawsuit?" asked Tom quickly, jumping up from the sofa.
"Yes, dear Tom," said Maggie.
Tom was silent for a moment, then said, "Father borrowed a lot of money from friends and rich people in St. Ogg's to pay for that lawsuit. He will have to pay them all back. Is he very angry, Maggie?"
"Yes," said Maggie. "Oh, Tom, he will lose the mill and the land and everything in the house. He will have nothing. And now Father is ill. He fell off his horse and hurt his head. He seems to have lost his mind. He doesn't remember anybody's name but mine. Oh, Father, Father!"
Maggie started crying very hard. Tom sat back down and put both his arms round her. He felt a dark cloud move across his life.
"We must go now, Tom," said Maggie. "Father will miss me."
"Yes," said Tom. "I must speak to Mr. Stelling and then we'll go." When he heard Tom's terrible news, Mr. Stelling felt very sorry for the brother and sister. He pressed Maggie's hand softly. Then he put his hand on Tom's shoulder and said, "Be careful, my boy. Please write to me to tell me how you are." Tom thought that the day he left school was going to be a happy one. Now, his school year seemed like a holiday that was ending suddenly. The brother and sister walked away into a dark and difficult new life. A few hours later, Maggie and Tom were back at home. They hurried along the path to the house and were met with a strong smell of smoke. This was strange. And where was their mother? The door to the sitting room was open, and Tom and Maggie looked in together. There was a man sitting in their father's armchair with a pipe in his mouth. He had a cloud of pipe smoke around him. Tom quickly realised who the strange man was. He was a bailiff. His job was to take away everything that they owned to pay their bills, as they had no money now.
"Where's my mother?"
Maggie asked the bailiff. But the bailiff did not know. Mrs. Tulliver was not downstairs or in any of the bedrooms. There was only one more room in the house. Mrs. Tulliver kept all her best things in this room, pretty plates, bowls and cups that were only used for special dinners.
"Mother!"
shouted Tom, when he saw Mrs. Tulliver sitting in that room. She was shaking her head and crying as she looked around at the things she loved. Tom's voice surprised her.
Oh, my boy! My boy! She said, throwing her arms round his neck. Everything is going to be sold!
But will my aunts allow them to be sold, Mother? Asked Tom. Do they know about the bailiff?
Yes, your Aunt Pullet's been already, but she just complained about your father, Mrs. Tulliver said. He's embarrassed the family, Tom. She wants to buy some of my best things, but she wants to keep them for herself. I never wanted him to start that lawsuit.
Don't worry, Mother, said Tom softly. I'll make some money soon. Maggie felt angry with her mother for allowing her aunt to say unkind things about her father. He was terribly hurt and lying silently in his bed, and nobody else seemed to feel sorry for him. Even Tom seemed more worried about their mother. Maggie went to sit by her father's bed. But soon, Tom came into the room, and Maggie realised that he was also very sad to see their father like that. She put her arm round her brother as he sat by the bed. The two children forgot about everything but their father.